感谢主，我们今天晚上要从以赛亚书四十章那里开始。
And thank the Lord, this evening we'll start in Isaiah chapter 40.
在过去第一章一直到39章这一大段的话。
In the past, from chapter 1 to chapter 39, all these words.
我们看见神对当时的犹大的百姓说了许多的话。
And we can see that God has spoken many words to the people of Judah at that time.
因着以色列和亚兰联手攻打犹大的事情，引出我们的主向他的百姓说了好多好多的话。
And because of the ally that's formed between Israel and Syria, that they attacked Judah, that God has spoken many, many words.
有责备。
That's rebuke.
有劝勉
and that's encouragement,
有安慰
and also comfort,
但是更宝贝的
but more preciously,
是主在那些话的里头把神在永远的计划里头的一些内容很隐藏的很隐约的在那里也宣告了
that God at the same time has proclaimed some of the hidden messages within this eternal plan
特别是关乎弥赛亚和他的国的问题
and especially about Messiah and his kingdom
那么现在到了四十章
so now when we come to chapter 40
如果我们把以赛亚书整本书来看的话呢
and if we look at the book of Isaiah as a whole
从第一章到三十九章是一个大的段落
from chapter 1 to chapter 39 is a big conclusion
从四十章开始到六十章末了这二十一章
And then from chapter 40 to 61.
那又是另外的一个段落。
And that's another stage.
前面的一个段落好像是跟犹大的百姓说话而引到神将来在他永远的旨意里面所要做要做的。
The first stage or the first conclusion is that when God spoke to the people of Judah, he has talked about what he wished to do in the future.
但是到四十章开始
But starting from chapter 40,
那神就好像更具体的把他将来要做的向他的百姓来说明。
It seems that starting from chapter 40, God has put it more concretely what he wished to do in the future.
我们一再的提到
And we have mentioned it time and again.
我们今天读以赛亚书的时候，我们好像是读历史。
And today when we read the book of Isaiah, it seems like we're reading history.
当然里面包括很多还没有应验的预言。
And of course, within it, it has concluded many that are prophecies that are not fulfilled.
但是你站在以赛亚当代来说呢？
But if you're standing at the time of Isaiah,
那就不是历史。
Then it's not history.
那是他们当时的那个处境。
It's the condition at that time.
但是以赛亚在那里说的话呢
？But the words are spoken by Isaiah.
却是越过他们当时的处境，而说到将来的事。
It has go beyond the conditions at that time.
那么我一直是有个疑惑。
And I've always have this confusion.
究竟当时以赛亚这样对百姓说话，那时候的百姓能领会多少呢
？It is when Isaiah spoke to the people at that time, how much could they understand?
我们肯定可以说，他们所能领会的没有我们今天在新约里头的人所知道的多。
We can be sure to say that what they could understand is not as much as we can understand or hear today.
也许他们根本就不了解神说的是什么回事。
Maybe they could not understand and completely what God was trying to say.
但是从神说话的里头，他们的确是遇见神给他们的那些光照。
But from the words of God, they have actually encountered enlightenment from God.
也神给他们的一些的劝慰。
And also the encouragement from God.
但是无论如何，我们读到那个三十九章的时候
，But no matter what, when we read chapter 39,
有一个事实已经确定下来。
There's a fact that's assured.
犹大被掳的那一个事实已经不能改变了。
That the exile of Judah cannot be changed.
虽然距离被掳还有一段的时候
Even though there was still some time that before the time of exile will come.
但是神已经宣告了这个事情一定要发生。
But God has proclaimed that this would happen for sure.
那站在这样的境况的底下。
And when you stand at such a circumstance,
犹大人还有希望吗？
Is there still hope for the people of Judah?
犹大人还能看见前途吗？
And do the people of Judah, can they still have a future?
那时耶利米还没有说话。
And at that time, Jeremiah still haven't spoken.
但以理更没有说话了。
And also for Daniel, he hasn't spoken.
那是好多年后以后的事。
That was many, many years afterwards.
他们没有办法能知道有七十年回来的事情。
And they could not understand that's the fact that they will return after 70 years.
而他们也没有看见七十年以后还会有一段叫做荒凉的事情已经定了的日子。
And also they could not understand that after the 70 years, there's a period of time that's called the desolation that's confirmed already.
他们好像等候的就是面对着那一个被掳的日子要来了。
What they were waiting for, it was that the time of exile to come.
那这个被掳的日子来了，那我们还能回来吗？
And after the days of exile comes, could they still return?
而也许他们会想到神给他们祖宗的那些应许。
Maybe they would think of the promises God gave their forefathers.
但是那些应许可能兑现吗？
But would those promises, can those promises be fulfilled?
如果按照当时的情况来说，
If it's according to the conditions at that time,
他们好像的确有点阴暗。
It seems like the hope was dim.
虽然以赛亚说话说到西西家见了巴比伦的使臣以后的那段日子，犹大还没有太大的变化。
Even though at that time when Isaiah was speaking about Hezekiah receiving the envoys, the conditions have not changed too much.
但是神说了，
But God has said,
你的子孙要被掳到巴比伦去了。
That your descendants will be taken exile to Babylon.
那犹大还有复兴的机会吗？
So would there still be an opportunity for Judah to have a revival?
神给他们的祖宗所应许的那个事情还能成就吗？
The promise of God toward the forefathers, could they be fulfilled?
这些都是非常严肃的事情。
And these are all very solemn matters.
当时他们有没有这个想法，我们不知道。
We don't know for sure at that time would they have this kind of
thought. 也许会有的。
Maybe they would.
待会我举给弟兄姊妹们看。
And later on I will point them out for brothers.
但是我们今天用读历史的那一个角度来看的话。
And today, but today when we look at it from an angle of looking at history.
我们没有办法不怀疑。
Then we cannot help but to doubt.
神给他们祖宗的那个应许还有没有条件可以实现。
That the promises God gave their forefathers, were there still conditions to be fulfilled?
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他说话不是说了一点点就停在哪里。
He did not just stop after he had spoken just
a little bit of words. 虽然他没有在旧约的日子能说很明确很清楚的话。
Even though he did not speak some very clear, straightforward words in the Old Testament.
但是他还是隐隐约约在那里把一些有指望的话给他的子民。
But hiddenly, he has given his people some words of hope.
所以来到40章的时候，我们看到实在太宝贝了。
So when we come to chapter 40, we can see something very precious.
因为40章所带来的是一个非常非常明显的一个转机的宣告。
Because in chapter 40, it has brought forth a proclamation that is a very great change.
我们看看，先看几节。
Let's look at a few verses.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们的神说，你们要安慰我的百姓，又对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了。他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her heart service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
我们先细细看这两节。
we'll first look at these two verses in detail.
当然我们不可能所有的都那么细，但是这两节我们实在要比较细一点来留意。
And of course, we could not look at all the verses in detail, but we'll look at these two in detail.
那我们记得39章的时候，如果我们把神说的话很认真地接过来的话，你看到前面是黑暗。
And of course, in chapter 39, if we look at God's words very seriously, we can see that the condition was very dim.
但现在是一说话，那个光又来了。
But now, here, when the words are spoken, light has shone.
那如果按照眼见的那个光景来看，
if it's based on the conditions,
我们要被掳了。
Based on the conditions that we can see, we will be sent to exile, that God has forsaken us, that God will no longer pay attention to us. So we are at the end now.
但是四十章一开始，弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
But in chapter 40, when it first started, brothers and sisters, take note.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
你们的神。
Your God.
你们的神。
Your God.
说出了神的子民和神的那个很密的关系。
It speaks of the very close relationship between God and His people.
你们的神。
Your God.
从前他是你们的神。
He was your God before.
现在还是你们的神。
And today He is still your God.
直到永远还是你们的神。
Until eternity He is still your God.
环境可以在那里变化。
The environment can change.
你们光景好的时候，他固然是你们的神。
When your conditions are good, he is of course your God.
你们的路走歪了，他仍然是你们的神。
And when you walk astray, he is still your God.
这个你们的神这个事实没有一点的更改。
This fact about your God cannot change.
而我们是在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
神说这个话。他可以不这样说。
When God speaks of these words, he could say it in a different way.
尤其是在神在那里宣告了层次的时候。
Especially when God is proclaiming his pursuing after the sin.
神就说。神说。
God says that God said.
那也完全是合理。
That is completely reasonable.
但是就是在这样的一个时刻里。
But it is when it is during this time.
神说我是你们的神。
God said, I am your God.
你不要因眼见的事情迷糊了你们的眼睛。
Do not be confused by what you can see.
从我拣选你们的那一个时刻开始。
From the moment that I chose you.
我就是你们的神。
That I am your God.
我没有改变。
I do not change.
有变动的是你们的光景。
What's changed is your condition.
你们的光景虽然可以在变动，
even though your condition can change,
但是我对你们的那关系却没有更改。
But my relationship to you cannot change.
我对你们的那个照顾没有更改。
And my caring for you cannot change.
我要负你们责任的那个心情没有更改。
That the heart that I have to take your responsibility.
因为如果我们光再长远一点的时间去看，
and if we look at it at a longer period of time,
那也许当日以色犹大的百姓不会达到那个地步。
Maybe at that time the people of Judah cannot attain to such a
stage. 但是我们今天这个新约的人来读这些话的时候，
but today when we people in the New Testament time,
我们就很深的了解得到这一个关系。从什么时候开始？
We can understand deeply when did this relationship begin?
当然从事实上面来说，从亚伯拉罕的时候开始。
And if we look at the facts, it starts from the time of Abraham.
但是你真正要看到最严肃的那个点上来注意的话，
But if we look at it from the most serious point,
我们用新约里边所领会的那个事实来说，在创世以前，神就已经定位了这样的一个关系。
And from what we can understand in the New Testament, we can say that this relationship begins before the foundation of the earth.
当然，我实在领会当日的犹大的百姓不可能，不大可能，甚至连以赛亚本人都不一定能那么深的体会到这一点。
And of course, we can understand the people of Judah at that time, including Isaiah, they could not understand fully about this.
但是我们今天在新约里面的人，在新约的光里头看， 这一个神和人的关系，我们确实能掌握得过来。
But today we who are in the New Testament time and also under the light of the New Testament,
那现在神说话了。
That we can understand this relationship.
神说什么话呢？
And now God speaks.
在什么环境上说话呢？
And what does he speak in?
在宣告犹大要被掳到巴比伦的这一个事实的时刻来宣告。
It is at the moment when he's proclaiming Judah will be sent to exile.
宣告什么呢？
And what did he proclaim?
你们要安慰，安慰。我的百姓。
You need to comfort, comfort my people.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个话，我实在不知道该怎么来把它表达的够深刻、够完整。
I do not know how to express these words to the level that it is supposed to be.
首先，我没有办法确定那个你们是指谁。
First of all, I cannot be sure about who are these people.
但是一件事情可以肯定的。
But one thing for sure.
明白神心意的人，这个一定没有错。
Those who could understand God's will.
而是明白神心意的人，向神的百姓来把神的心思发表出来。
Those are the people who understand God's heart that they would express God's will to his people.
但是问，这个你们是究竟是什么人，不是最重要。
But it is not the most important thing to know who these people are.
重要的是他们所发表出来的那几句话。
What's important are the words that are expressed by them.
神说要安慰安慰他的百姓。
God said, comfort, comfort my people.
那我们现在是说到那个说话的人是这样说。
Now we're saying that this is spoken by the people who speaks.
但是神说这个话的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你千万不要忽略神怎么说。
When God speaks these words, brothers and sisters, do not neglect how God.
他说要安慰安慰我的百姓。
He said, "Comfort, comfort my people."
那我刚才特别让弟兄姊妹留意，什么时候神宣告这些话？
And a little bit earlier, I said to brothers and sisters to take note when did God say these words?
那是。他们要面对要给掳到巴比伦去的这个事实。
From the environment that what they could see, they are facing the fact that they will be sent into exile.
但是就算给掳到巴比伦去，
But even though that they are sent to exile,
神在那里说，
God said there,
我的百姓，
My people,
他们虽然是在巴比伦，
Even though they are in Babylon,
还是我的百姓，
They are still my people.
我们是在感谢神。
Really、
就是加强了我们领会你们的神的这一个点。
And this is to emphasize the point about your God.
但是你们的神和我的百姓又有什么让我们去特别去注意的呢？
But about your God and my people, what are the things that we need to pay special attention to?
那是神心意的发表。
Which is the expression of God's will.
安慰安慰我的百姓。
Comfort, comfort my people.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
神说一个安慰已经很够了。
If God only say comfort once, it's very enough.
但是神在这里好像担心他的百姓听一个安慰也许还接不过来。
It seems that God is worried about his people that if he only says comfort once is not enough.
他就重复的再说一遍。
So he repeats himself.
安慰安慰我的百姓。
Comfort, comfort my people.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你如果读英文圣经的。
And brothers and sisters, if you
read the Bible in English,
that you can see it's very clearly it's two sentences.
我们中文圣经把它合成一句话了。
But in the Chinese translation, it's combined into one sentence.
但是合成一句话也好，你分成两句话也好。
But whether it's one sentence or two sentences,
那是很非常的加强神要做的那一件事，就是安慰他的百姓。
This is an emphasis that what God wants to do is to comfort His people.
那么百姓为什么要受安慰呢？
So why are the people
是我们没有办法不要一再的提，因为他们活在巴比伦。
And even though we have to repeat this that they are living in Babylon.
因为他们活在 没有前途的那个环境。
And they are living in a condition that without future.
因为他们乐在一个喜乐不起来的那些日子里。
Because they're living in the days that they could not have any joy.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说我的百姓要受安慰，要受安慰。
God said that my people will be comforted, will be comforted.
我想弟兄姊妹们应当还会记得西征弟兄常常交通到那个双重的呼召的时候的那个话。
And brothers and sisters, maybe you still remember Brother Christian Chan has shared with us about the double calling.
这里不是呼召。
This is not a calling.
这里是宣告。
This is a proclamation.
但是那个双重的那一个事实在这里却是相同的那个原则的底下。
But this doubleness is under the same principle.
十分的强调这一个事实。
That God absolutely wants to emphasize this fact.
我要安慰我的百姓。
That I would comfort my people.
为什么神说的那么严肃呢？
And why does God say it so solemnly?
弟兄姊妹，你往上看你就知道了。
So Francis, if you read on, you will understand.
他不单是说安慰我的百姓。
Not only did he say comfort my people.
还特别在提到耶路撒冷。
He also emphasized Jerusalem.
要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
And also to speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们回想
we could reflect,
犹大被掳的那个历史的过程
the process of the history of Judah being sent to exile
神差遣先知向幕后的犹大说了很多话
that God has sent many prophets to speak to the Judah
尤其是在耶利米先知的那个时候
especially during the time of prophet Jeremiah
当然这是在以赛亚以后 好多年的日子里边的事情。
Of course, this happened many years after the day of Isaiah.
但是犹大的百姓听到神的责备、神的警告来的时候，他们怎么反应呢？
But what is the response of God's people after they hear the rebuke and the warning?
他们说不会的。
They say that it won't happen.
不可能。
It's impossible.
凭什么不可能？
Why is it impossible?
凭什么不会呢？
Why is it impossible?
我们有圣殿。
Because we have the temple.
我们有圣殿。
We have the temple.
弟兄姊妹还记得
But
当时的犹大的百姓他们是非常强烈就说我们有圣殿我们有圣殿。
That the people of Judah, they emphasize on the fact that we have the temple, we have the temple.
他们以为我们有圣殿那根本就不可能有任何的那是伤害临得到我们。
So they thought that if they had the temple, that would be impossible for any harm to come upon them.
但他们错了。
But they were wrong.
因为被掳的结果是不单是人到了巴比伦。
Because the result of being sent to exile, not only are the people sent into Babylon.
连圣殿都给拆毁了。
Even the temple was destroyed.
那弟兄姊妹，当我你把自己放在当时那个犹大的百姓的处境的时候
And if you, sisters, if you put yourself into the condition of the people of Judah at that time
你留意到这里了
Then you will see it here
对百姓是安慰
It said to the people, comfort
但是还特别在提要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话
But it also made special mention to say speak tenderly to Jerusalem
如果你回到历史上面去看
If you go back to history and look at it
那被掳时候的耶路撒冷是怎么样的
What is Jerusalem under exile look
圣殿固然是给拆毁了
And of course the temple was destroyed
耶路撒冷城呢
The city of Jerusalem
也给破损了
It was also harmed
在这样的一个光景的底下
And under this condition,
你说你们要受安慰
that you should be comforted
从哪里安慰开始
And where does this comfort begin?
凭什么可以得安慰呢
And based on what can you be comforted?
但是我们感谢我们的主
But we thank our Lord
他说话是有根据的
When he speaks, there's a basis
他不说那些空洞的话的
He doesn't speak empty words
他话一说出来
When his words are spoken,
就一定兑现
then they will be fulfilled.
但是兑现也必须要有一点的 基础在哪里啊？
But of course the fulfillment has to have some foundation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他的话没有说的一点就停在那里让你去猜。
He didn't just say some words and stop there and let you to guess.
他继续往下说。
That he continued to speak.
说什么呢？
And what did he say?
他说你要上耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
He said speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
又要向他宣告说。
And proclaim to her.
弟兄姊妹们注意这个。
Brothers and sisters, take note of this.
他们能得安慰
The reason that they can be comforted
乃是根据神在这里所做的宣告
It's based on the proclamation that God made here
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们要留意这两节经文的重要就是重要在神所宣告的 这些话
The importance of these two verses is the point of the reason is important is thatabout the words that God proclaims here.
那我为什么我特别要和弟兄姊妹们很细的来看这两节的经文
And why do I want to read these two verses in detail with brothers and sisters?
因为这两节的经文除了提到神对他的子民的那一个心情和他的心意以外
Because besides of his heart and his will toward his people,
乃是神在这里所做的这个宣告
It's also the proclamation that God makes here.
这个宣告是把神那永远的祭活的那个焦点点了出来
That he has pointed out the focus of God's eternal plan.
那我们记得好像当时神说这个话是对着他们被掳到巴比伦的那一件事
Remember, when God speaks this word, it seems like he's speaking to the fact that they will be sent to exile to Babylon.
但是我们晓得以赛亚书的那个其中的一个特点。
But we know that one of the characteristics of the book of Isaiah
是当时所发生的一些事情。
It is through those some events that happened during that time.
神就在那里给他们看见神当时怎么为他们解决问题。
That God let them see how God was solving the problems for them.
然后就借着当时所发生的那个事实，就引到国度，引到那个永远的事情上去。
And through what happens at that time, God leads us to see what would happen in the kingdom in eternity.
特别是关乎弥赛亚的有关的那些事上是。
Especially the matters has to do with my Messiah.
那现在这里又给我们碰到这一个了。
And here we can come across this again.
当我们一看的时候
When we look at this,
我们就看到了。
We can see.
神说他们要受安慰。
God said that they will be comforted.
那固然是70年后他们能回来这是一个安慰。
And of course after 70 years they could return, this is a comfort.
但神在这里所说的安慰是远超过70年被掳归回的这一个事实。
But this comfort that God mentions has surpassed the fact that they will return after 70 years of exile.
而是引出神那个永远的旨意的发表。
It brings forth the expression of God's eternal will.
那弟兄姊妹，我们来留意。
My sisters, let's take note.
神怎么宣告？
How did God
proclaim? 神在这里宣告几件事情。
God has proclaimed several matters here.
几件事情都是非常非常明确的
And these few things are very evident.
那就说出了为什么神的百姓要受安慰，受安慰。
It speaks of why the people of God needs to be comforted, be comforted.
弟兄姊妹留意第一件事情。
Brothers, take note of the first matter.
他征战的日子已经满了。
The days of the battles are over.
弟兄姊妹，我们注意了。
Brothers, take note.
征战的日子已经满了。
That the days of warfare has been completed.
那就是说以后再没有征战了。
Which is to say there will be no more warfare in the future.
那我们就不能不问了。
Then we have to ask.
70年被掳归回以后还有没有征战？
After they return after 70 years, would there still be any warfare?
不但是有征战。
Not only are there warfare.
因此征战不断了。
It's also the warfare continues.
一直到今天还在征战。
Until today, there's still warfare.
但神的宣告是说。
But the proclamation of God speaks of.
他征战的日子已经满了。
That the warfare has been completed.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到了。
Then, brothers and sisters,
神在这里所提到 叫他的百姓受安慰的这一件事情，不是停留在七十年的被掳归回。
So we can see that the fact that God proclaims His people will be comforted is not limited to the returning after the exile.
而是引到神那个永远的旨意在地上执行到了末后的那个阶段。
But it goes to the point that the God's will be fulfilled on earth.
所以才能说到征战的日子已经满了。
So that he could say that warfare has been completed.
那这是头一件事情我们要留意的。
And this is the first matter we need to take note of.
第二件事情我们要留意的呢。
And the second matter we need to pay attention to.
他的罪孽赦免了。
That her sin has been paid for.
怎么得赦免？
How could the sin be paid for?
神是说赦免了。
God has said that it's pardoned.
他们怎么得赦免呢？
How could they be pardoned?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
如果我们读英文圣经的话，
If we are reading the English translation,
那我就让弟兄姊妹们你留意了。
Then brothers and sisters take note.
神说的那个赦免的时间是什么时候？
The time period, the timing of God.
因为从上面说，他征战的日子已经满了，我们可以了解、体会得到那个时间的问题。
Because before this, it says that the heart service or the warfare has been completed. We can understand the time.
但是他的罪孽赦免了，在中文里头你就看不到那个时间的问题。
But when it says her sin has been paid for in the Chinese translation, we could not see the time.
你只是看到一般性的说，哦，他犯了罪，他向神认罪就赦免了。
And we can see it in a general way, saying that she has sinned and her sin is forgiven and her sin has been paid for.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要注意这一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, we have to take note of this.
这里说到他的罪孽赦免了。
It says here her sin has been paid for.
当然和撒文的那个事实有的关联。
And of course, it has a relationship with what's following.
但是我们不能不留意到。
But we have to pay attention.
当神在这里说到他们的罪孽的赦免，那个罪孽究竟指什么？
We have to pay attention to when God says her sin has been paid for. What is the sin pointing to?
不是指一般的那个生活上的、道德上的那些个犯罪。
This is not talking about in general the sin committed in the daily living.
我们读旧约的历史和旧约先知们所发表的话。
And when we read the history of the Old Testament or the words expressed by the prophets,
我们非常非常清楚的能领会，神的百姓在神面前引动神的怒气，最严重的是有一件。
And we can see that the people of God, how they incited God's wrath, and the most severe matter that they incited God's wrath with is one thing.
那是拜偶像。
Which is to worship idols.
那是不承认神是他们的神。
Which is not acknowledging God is their God.
或是说他们不肯承认神是他们的独一的神。
Or they would not acknowledge that God is their only God.
那这一个是在他们在主的面神的面前最惹神怒气的那一个罪。
And this is the sin that they incite God's wrath with mostly, or most severely.
那在我们读以赛亚书的时候，我们就知道他们的罪孽给赦免了。
So when we read the book of Isaiah, we can see that their sin has been pardoned.
是已经给赦免了。
It has been paid for.
这里接连几句的话你都留意到，都是说到一个已经完成的事情。
And all these words here are talking about something that has already been accomplished.
像前几天，我们张弟兄在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通到那个与主一同坐在天上的那个时间性是
Just like a few days ago when Brother Kong shared with us that we are seated with Christ in heaven, the time is the same, it has been completed. So what is this sin about?
弟兄姊妹翻翻但以理书第九章来看看。
Brothers, let's take a look at Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第九章我们看看二十四节所提到那七十个七里头有一些事情。
In Daniel chapter 9 verse 24, let's look at the 77s.
二十四节。
In verse 24.
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义。
77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意到，他说要止住罪过。
Francis, take note of put an end to sin.
那一个是什么的？不是说一般的罪。
What is this pointing to? This is not general sins.
它是很特别，是一个罪。
It's one special sin.
用这个你注意到那个罪不是许多的罪。
And Francis, pay attention to this sin is not plural. It's only one sin.
有些版本还特别给他一个冠词在哪里
？And some versions give an article here.
那就怎么？如果我们领会到这一点，你晓得
？Francis, we understand this.
神在他的百姓身上一直要处理他们一个与神过不去的罪。
That God and His people, He has been wanting to deal with this sin.
那就是。与神的关系不正常的那个罪
which is the sin of having an abnormal relationship with God.
那现在神在以赛亚的时候就宣告了
So now during the time of Isaiah, God proclaimed
他的罪孽赦免了
that her sin has been paid for
赦免了
has been paid for or pardoned
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
什么叫做了
This is in past tense.
你晓得你看到那个了字就是说这个事情 完结了
and if you look at the past tense we know that this matter has been completed
神解决掉了
that God has taken care of it
神已经完满的把它解决了
that he has taken care of it completely
怎么去解决的呢
and how did he take care of it
下文就给我们看到了
what follows would give us an answer
他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚
that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins
因着那一个罪就引出了许许多多的罪行
and because of this sin that has, it has led to different sinful behaviors
但是就是有许许多多的罪行
but even with different, a lot of sinful behaviors
留意了
Take note
在耶和华手中加倍受罚
That she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins
什么时候的事
And when does that happen
又是一个已经做过的事
It is something that has been accomplished
这个在中文圣经就没有看到时间的问题了英文圣经很清楚
So in the Chinese translation there's no tense so, but in the English translation we can see it very clearly
但是我不再强调那个已经的那个问题
But I would not emphasize about it has happened already
我要弟兄姊妹们所注意的一件事情
But what I'd like brothers and sisters to take note is
因为在我个人那个领会的里面这里头隐藏一件很重要的事
Because based on my personal understanding something very important is hidden here
用是不是你从字句上面来读你读到什么
Brothers is from the letter of the words what could you read
他为自己的一切罪已经从耶和华手中加倍受罚
That she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins
注 中文圣经那个受罚是应该说是加上去的。
In the Chinese translation, it has two words that stand for receiving punishment.
在圣经原来里边就是反正是加倍，不过从事实上来说，我们能接受它这个加上去。
And the two words are added to it, and normally it's only double.
那是问题在这里。
So that's an issue here.
我们的神不是公义的神吗？
Isn't our God a righteous God?
他万不以有罪为无罪，我们绝对可以接受。
That he would not consider sinners as sin, that we could accept this.
但是惩治了那满足神的公义，那也绝对是没有什么难处。
And also to be punished in order to fulfill God's righteousness.
但是公义的神怎么在一个过错的里边给他，你不说他罚两次也好，罚双倍的那个程度也好。
But this righteous God, how could he punish someone for the sins? You could say twice or double.
人可以做这样的事。
That man can do such a thing.
我们的神不可能做这样的事。
But our God could not do this at all.
神可以惩治。
That God can punish,
但是他不会双倍来惩治。
But he would not punish.
因为双倍来惩治的话，那这个对神的那个性格或者性情就很有抵触了。
Because if he gives us double punishment, it will contradict with his nature or characteristic.
我犯一次，对神罚我两次。
How could you say that I sinned once, but God punished me twice?
就像我们的诗歌上。有诗歌本上有一首诗歌是说，神在我们的主身上追讨了，他就不可能在我们身上再追讨。
And it's just like in the hymn that says that God has already pursued in our Lord that He will not pursue us anymore.
但是这里确实给我们带来一个问题了。
But here it brings a question.
他说，他所以得赦免，他所以可以承受安慰，因为他所有一切的过犯已经在神手中受了双倍的惩治。
So it seems like it says here that her sin can be paid for, that she can be comforted, is because she has received from the Lord's hand double.
按照人的话来讲，罚了一次，那个案件就了结了。
According to men, that once you are punished, the whole case would be settled.
不可能罚第二次了。
It's impossible for you to be punished again.
但是现在是说，因为他罚了双倍，所以他的赦免就有保证，他的安慰就有根据，就有基础。
But here it seems like it says that because she has received double for her sins, so that her sin can be pardoned, that's a basis for it, and that she can be comforted.
这话不能说的。
That we cannot say it this
way. 因为我们的神不是这样的神。
Because our God is not such a God.
我们的神他是怎样就怎样。
A God is a God who does the things that he wants to do.
你做的不对，罚了你一次，你不听，好，现在罚你两次。
That he will not say that because I punish you once and you still won't listen, so I will punish you again.
你本来这个是死罪，你死了一次，要你活过来再死一次。
And because originally you have a death sentence and you die once and now I'll make you live again and die again. And God will not do such a thing.
神不是这样的神。
God is not such a God.
那但是如果神不是这样的神。
But if God is not such a God.
这里的话又是这样说。
But the words here are said this way.
双倍受罚。
Double for all her sins.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我个人有这样的一个体会。
I have this understanding.
因为这个是完成的事情。
Because this is something that's already accomplished.
安慰百姓开始来说出的这一段的话，所提到的每一件事情都是已经完成的事。
All these words that begin with comfort, comfort my people, and all these things are here, they are already accomplished.
那既然是已经完成的事，
and since these are all accomplished,
那我们就有理由用新约的光来看到里边一个隐藏的事实。
Then we have reason to read it under the light of the New Testament about this fact.
这个和以赛亚的信息的一个很中心的主题也是连接在一起的。
And it's also connected with the central theme of the message of Isaiah.
以赛亚里边很重的是说到弥赛亚的事。
In the book of Isaiah, it has a great emphasis on the matters of Messiah. So I
understand
this is to bring forth the hidden Messiah.
那我们先看这一点。
Let's first look at this.
凭什么得赦免?
Based on what can she be pardoned?
凭什么得安慰?
And based on what can she be comforted?
那得赦免那个根据是什么呢?
What is the basis
of the pardon? 受安慰那个根据是什么呢?
And what is the basis to be comforted?
如果你按照人所做的来得到这样的赦免或是来接受那个安慰是没条件。
If it's based on what man has done to receive the pardon and to be comforted, that's no qualification.
根本没有条件。
That's no qualification at all.
但是现在神在那里宣告说他们要受安慰。
But now God proclaims that they will be comforted.
他们要得赦免。
And they will be pardoned.
他们所要面对的一切的征战已经结束了。
And all the warfare they would face would be completed.
根据什么?
And what is the basis?
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们在新约里头的人，我们有神的话给我们一点的启发。
We who live in the New Testament, we have some revelation based on God's words.
那是旧约所说的弥赛亚。
Which is the Messiah mentioned in the Old Testament.
我们在新约里面所说的神的儿子。
And in the New Testament, the Son of God.
他所做成的一切。
All that he has accomplished.
就带出这样的结果。
Can bring forth such a result.
那如果我们能体会到这样的一个事实。
If we can understand this.
当然那个事实我们是完全接受的。
And of course, we can accept this fact completely.
我的意思是说，我们能把神儿子所做成的放在这两节经文的里边，
that we can place
跟他发生连接，
that we can place what the Son of God has accomplished here and to make a connection.
我想是完全可以的。
That I think is completely acceptable.
那正因为这样，
and because of this.
我对他为自己一切的罪从耶和华手中扎被受罚就有一点体会了。
That I have some understanding about this sentence about she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
是扎被受罚。
It's double for all her sins.
神是 做了这样的事。
That God has accomplished this.
神是这样说神就一定是这样做。
And this is how God said that he would do it accordingly.
但是神这样做不像刚才我说的把他罚两次。
But what God does was not like what I mentioned before that he would punish her twice.
它是两种不同的承担。
But it's two different ways.
头一个承担。
And two different ways to take responsibility.
是罪行的那一个引来的惩罚。
Is the punishment that's brought forth by sinful behavior.
因为他们做了这些事情。
Because of what they have
done. 就引出这样的结果。
Then these bring forth such results.
那他们必须要承担的。
That they have to take up the responsibility.
因为他们所做的那个事情都跟旧约的生命记里边发生许许多多的抵触在那里。
And because of what they have done, they contradict what's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy.
那按照神在生命记里边给他们立约的时候所做的宣告，神惩治他们，这个是完全合法、合理、合情。
And according to the covenant established with God in the book of Deuteronomy, that God can punish them this way, it's very reasonable and legal.
这个是关乎罪行的那个问题。
And this has to do with the sinful behaviors.
正好今天张弟兄在这里。
And today we have Brother Kong here.
他可以评断我那一个体会究竟能不能成立。
And he could judge whether my understanding is correct.
那么一个惩罚 是因着罪行而引出来的。
The first punishment is brought forth by the sinful behaviors.
那另外一个惩罚呢？
And the other punishment.
那我们不能忽略这一个时候，这一些事情发生的那一个时间。
And we cannot neglect the time in which these things are happening.
那这些事实发生的时间在哪里呢？
And when is the time in which these things are happening?
如果我们用新约的话来说，
If we use the terms of the New Testament,
那是在国度开始以前，大灾难结束以后，
which is before the beginning of the kingdom and after the great tribulation.
如果用旧约先知的话来说呢，那是在撒加利亚书上所说到的。
If we use the words of the prophets in the Old Testament, which is spoken in the book of Zechariah,
他们在那里寻求神的拯救，那我们的主耶稣基督就从天降下来救他们脱离在耶路撒冷最后的那个危急的关头。
And this is during the time when they're seeking the redemption that Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem to take them away from the crisis.
他们在那个时候就真的认识得到，哎呀，原来我们长久以来从我们的祖宗一直到我们在那里拒绝的那一位果然是我们所等候的弥赛亚，果然他就是神的儿子。
And they will understand at that time the Messiah that they have rejected for a long, long time is actually the Son of God, the Messiah.
结果呢，就引出他们一个家族一个家族，整个以色列剩下的民全家在神面前痛悔。
And as a result, by each tribe or each family, one by one, and until the whole Israel, that they have received the salvation before God.
弟兄姊妹，这一个痛悔是良心上面的受罚。
And this repentance is the punishment in the conscience.
所以神说他们已经从神耶和华手的手中双倍的受罚。
So that's why God said that they have already received from the Lord's hand double for all the sins.
一个罚是因着他们罪行所引出来。
One punishment comes from the sinful behavior.
那这个就是从律法的观点的底下所引出来的那个刑罚。
And this is the punishment.coming out from the law.
但是另外的一个呢，不与律法没有关系的。
And the other one has nothing to do with the law.
律法处理事情只一次过就完结了。
Because under the law, things will only be taken care of once.
但是另外的那个惩罚呢？
But the other punishment
是他们自己良心上的过不去了。
Is what's in the conscience that bothers them.
我们的神
，Our God，
那么长久的年日不住的在那里。要挽回我们。
For such a long time, for so many years, he wants to redeem us.
为我们做了许许多多的事情，不叫我们走差。
That he has done so many things for us, so we will not walk astray.
直到有一天，神的儿子亲自来到我们的中间。
Until one day, the Son of God comes among our midst.
我们还是拒绝他。
And we continue to reject him.
我们把他钉死在十字架上。
And we crucify him on the cross.
然后以后我们还是一直拒绝他，一直拒绝他，拒绝到。那一个时候
and we continue to reject him and reject him until one time
直到他看到他裂天而降他们才醒过来
until we see him coming down from heaven that we believe him
那是他们良心的那个责备
and this is the rebuke in the conscience
叫他们十分十分的在神面前痛悔
so they truly were sorrowful before God
我想这个是那个双倍的受罚
And I think this is the double punishment.
是因着这样的一个事情。
And it's because of this.
神就告诉他的百姓说。
God told his people.
要安慰安慰我的百姓。
Comfort my people.
要向耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
And to speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
让他看见他们征战的日子已经满了。
So that she can see her heart service has been completed.
他们罪孽也赦免了。
And that her sin has been paid for.
他们所有的一切愚昧和无知已经在神的手里头受了双倍的惩治了。
And all the foolishness and ignorance, they have been paid for double in God's hands.
所以如今他们应该是受安慰。
So that at this time they should be comforted.
他们应该是看见他们毫无保留的再一次给神收纳他们。
That they should see that God is accepting them without reservation once again.
如同神从前怎么应许他们的祖宗所说的一样。
Just like what God has promised the forefathers before.
那这个是神在那一个时候所做的宣告。
And this is a proclamation God has made at that time.
但是问题来了。
But now there's an issue.
怎么能让这些事情发生呢？
How could all these things happen?
从人际方面来看，
From man's point of view,
一点条件都没有。
There's no conditions at all.
神说我们得赦免，我们能受安慰，当然我不怀疑。
God said that we can be pardoned and we can be comforted. Of course, we do not have any doubt.
但是我们那些罪过，我们那些的愚昧，我们那些对神长久所经历的那个顶撞，怎么可以抹去呢？
But all our transgressions, all our foolishness, all our rejecting of God, how could we wipe them away?
如果不给抹去的话，
And if they are not wiped away,
那么我们虽然说神赦免我们，但是我们里面总是有点黑影。
But even though God said that He would forgive us, but there's still some shadow within us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们细细读这些话的时候，
If we read these words in detail,
你把约翰一书第一章里头的话读出来了。
And you would see the words of 1 John chapter 1 here.
啊，我们会读到神儿子的血要洗净我们一切的不义。
And we can see that the blood of the Son of God will wash away all our unrighteousness.
我们都晓得神在这里所宣告的话完全是根据他儿子所做成的。
And we all understand that all these words that are spoken by God, He is based on His Son.
但是在旧约日子的人怎么知道这个事情？
But the people in the Old Testament time, how could they understand this?
他们没有办法知道这个事情。
They could not understand this at all.
我们能知道，因为我们活在新约里。
We can understand this because we live in the New Testament. 我们活在神的儿子已经完成
他救赎的工作以后的日子，
Because
我们有这个条件。
We're living in the days after God's Son has accomplished all His works, so we have the conditions to understand, but they do not have it.
他们怎么能接受这个安慰的宣告？
So how could they accept this proclamation of comfort?
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
虽然他不能明明在那里说他要怎么做。
Even though he could not say very openly, evidently what he was going to do.
但是他却在那里暗暗的隐约的宣告他要怎么做。
But hiddenly, he was there to proclaim what he was about to do.
所以第三节那里开首就说了，有人声在喊着说。
So beginning in verse 3 says, a voice of one calling.
在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
In the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
好，我们又来看看这一点点。
So let's look at this verse.
神在这里明明说。
So God says here very openly.
不是你们做什么事情把你们带进那个结果。
It's not what you do that would bring you into the result.
是神自己来做一些事情来去完成那个结果。
It is God Himself who would do something so He would accomplish the result.
我们经历在新约的人，我们读到以赛亚书这一几句话的时候，
So we who are in the New Testament time, when we read the book of Isaiah to these words,
你非常自然地就想起四福音里边所记载的。
Very naturally, you remember the words that are recorded in the four Gospels.
因为这几句话在四福音里头出现的时候，弟兄姊妹，你看到那是施浸约翰的事情。
Because when these words appear in the four Gospels, we can see these are the matters of John the Baptist.
那施浸约翰的那个出现，乃是为着我们的主来开那个路。
The appearance of the John the Baptist was to prepare a way for our Lord.
那因此我们就非常有根据的说。
So we have the basis to say.
在这里隐藏的把弥赛亚的要做的事情带出来。
It hiddenly brings forth what the Messiah would do.
什么一回事呢
？So what is the matter?
他是有人声在旷野。
It says that a voice of one calling in the desert.
呼喊呢
？In the desert.
呼喊什么
？What is this voice calling?
在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
In the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
那弟兄姊妹，我们很容易就领会到这里边的事情。
But this is we can understand this very easily.
什么是旷野
？What is a wilderness?
荒凉的地方。
Or desert. This is a place of desolation.
在这里所说的荒凉是什么荒凉
？And what kind of desolation are we talking about?
属灵的荒凉。
It's about spiritual desolation.
你要是回到四福音里边去看
，If you go back to the four gospel，
你就是留在旧约以赛亚，一直到犹大被掳，一直到旧约结束整段的长时间去看。
And you look at it from the book of Isaiah to the time they're sent to exile to the end of the Old Testament is a long time.
属灵的荒凉是非常明显的。
The spiritual desolation is very evident.
人里面有饥渴，但是得不着饱足。
There's a hunger within men, but they cannot be fed.
人在那里被重担，但是找不到出路。
And the men were carrying a heavy burden, but they could not find a way out.
里面那个属灵的荒凉到了一个很深很深的地步。
The emptiness or spiritual desolation within is a very deep condition.
那什么叫做沙漠地呢
？And what is the wilderness?
沙漠地是干旱了。
It's a dry land.
无水之地了。
There's a land without water.
啊，在那里干渴难当。
And there they are so thirsty they cannot take it. But thank God.
神说要在旷野开道路。
God said that he would open up a way in the desert.
要在沙漠开江河。
And then also to have water in that valley in the wilderness.
说的道路也好，江河也好。
And whether it's the rivers or the highway.
那是说到神的心意，神的话语，在人的心里头显明出来。
They're talking about the will and the words of God manifested within men.
要用神自己的话语，神自己的应许，神心意里头所存的那一个安排。
And also using God's words and His promise and the arrangement within His heart.
来呼喊。
To call.
来发表。
And to express.
来做什么
？For what？
那上从字句上面你就看到。
And from the letters of the word, you can see.
一切的山花要填平，填满；大小山冈要烧平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的成为平原。
That every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain.
我们留意到，在那个荒凉的干旱之地，所出现的许许多多的困难，都因着神的话语的发表，都在那里完全完全的吃掉了他们阻挡神的手做工的那种光景。
And all the difficulties that are in this desolate place without water because of God's words, all these difficulties has lost its power to hinder God's works.
而神又用着他自己的话来预备上面说耶和华的道神耶和华的路，神的道。
That God would use His words to prepare His own way.
预备那个道，预备那个路，为是什么呢
？And to prepare the way, what is that for?
耶和华的荣耀必然显现。
And the glory of God will be revealed.
是预备让神的荣耀显出来。
Is to prepare for God's glory to be manifested.
显现出来到一个什么的地步呢
？To be manifested to what of what which degree？
只要你是一个人
，As long as you are man，
只要你的眼睛还能看得见
，As long as your eyes can see，
你都能看见
，That you will be able to see。
叫一切有血气的都看见。
So all mankind together will see it.
并且是一同看见。
But then it's also to see it together.
不是今天我看见，明天你看见，后天他看见。
It's not that today I'll see and tomorrow you see and the day after he'll see. It's all together they will see.
那我就不详细说这些了。弟兄姊妹，你回想我们的主到地上来，一直等到他再一次在荣耀里降临，你领会这一段话。
I will not go into details, but brothers and sisters, if you can think of how our Lord comes to the earth and also when He returns in glory, then you understand His words.
我要注意的是接上来的那句话。
Well, like brothers and sisters, pay attention to.
上面所说的这许许多多的事情。
It's the words below and the text before all this.
因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
是神亲口说的。
It's spoken by the Lord Himself.
神所说的话
The words spoken by the Lord
没有一句不兑现的
None of it will not be fulfilled They will all be accomplished
弟兄姊妹
们 sisters,
我们是在感谢神
We truly thank God 当
神在这里借着以赛亚先知发表这样的一个心意的时候
When God using Isaiah to express His will
在当日能带给神的百姓有多少的安慰我不敢说
I cannot say how much comfort did these words bring to the people at that time
但是对我们今天在主里边的人来说我们能领会他里头所说的究竟是怎么一回事
But for us today who are in the Lord we could understand what all these words mean
有意思
It's very meaningful
这是耶和华亲口说的。
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
就是耶和华亲口说的。
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
不能改变。
It cannot be changed.
神的话语永远安定在天。
The words of the Lord
status
in heaven. Nobody can change God's word.
是确定。
They are confirmed.
但是神的话确定这个是不可疑惑的。
And there's no doubt the words of God are confirmed.
但是人的心思呢不一定接受这样的一个事实
But the mind of man may not accept this
也不可能接受这样的事实
It's impossible for them to accept it
所以接下去弟兄姊妹你就看到 我实在觉得圣灵当时把神自己的心意启示给过去的先知们的时候很完整
And I truly feel thatAt that time when the Holy Spirit revealed God's words to the prophets, it's very complete.
他不单是在那里把神要说的说的明明清清楚楚。
Not only does it talk about the words of God very clearly.
他也把人心里头的个意念也摆得明明白白。
And he also laid out the heart of man very clearly.
不单是说在当时犹大的百姓他们听了这个话有那种反应
Not only are the people of Judah at that time they have this response after they hear these words
连我们如果灵里昏沉的时候我们的反应也都是一样的
Even for us if we are not spiritually alert we will have the same response
那弟兄姊妹我轻轻带过来就好弟兄姊妹你看看第六节
I'll just slightly touch upon it This is the response of the men
有人声说你喊叫吧
Verse 6 the voice says cry out
那这个人声和第二第三节那个人声我想是应该同一个
I think this voice is same as the voice mentioned in verse 3
但是呢你喊叫吧
It says cry out
当你看到神有这样大的那一个荣耀的安排在那里你还不喊叫
When you see the great arrangement of God, how can you not cry out?
你喊叫吧。
Cry out.
但是人的反应是什么？
But what is the response of men?
喊什么啊？
What shall I cry?
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
喊什么啊？
What shall I cry?
有什么可以喊啊？
What should I cry about?
这说的什么啊？
So what does it mean?
那是黑暗里的人的那个反应。
This is the response of someone who's in darkness. He can only see what's visible.
他是在眼见里面看到他面对。
He can only see what he has to face.
却没有领会到神在那里亲口说的 那一个严肃。
But he could not understand the seriousness of the words spoken by God.
他说喊什么啊？
He said, what shall I cry?
他看到眼前就看不见前途。
He saw what's visible, but he could not see the future.
他落在眼见里头，就没有办法看到神的拯救。
And he's stuck in what's visible, he could not see God's redemption.
也没有体会神给他们的那个安慰。
He could not understand the comfort given by God.
是啊，他说，我喊什么？
So he said, what shall I cry?
我想接上那一句，那就是那个人声在说话。
And I think what follows is that voice.
这说
it says
谁说那个人声在说
it says it's the voice that says
凡有邪气的尽都如草他的美容他的美容都像野地的花草比枯干 花比丢屑因为耶和华的气吹在其上百姓诚然是草
The all men are like grass
比枯干花比丢残
All men are like grass, and all the glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall.
简单的说就好。
And we just read it simply.
凡有血气的。
All those who have breath.
亚当的后代。
It's all men. They are Adam's descendants.
你不要说你现在没有看见前途。
It's not that we can say that we cannot see a future.
你如果你是一个亚当的后代，你根本就是没有前途。
If you are a descendant of Adam, that you do not have a future for sure.
因为你是亚当的后代，你就不过像草一样嘛。
Because if you are a descendant of Adam, you're just like grass.
你虽然有短暂的华美吧。
Even though you have glory temporarily,
像花一样
but it's just like flowers.
但是草必枯干，花必丢谢
but the grass withers and the flowers fall.
说你不要在眼见里边看那些问题
So do not look at this problem based on what you can see.
看那些问题
If you look at the problems based on what you can see,
你要看见你根本就是一个死人
then you can see that you are a dead man for sure.
你根本就是一个没指望的人
that you are someone without hope.
你根本就是个没前途的人
and you are someone without future.
你有什么和可在那里自怜的呢
that how can you pity yourself
甚至神在那里已经宣告了
but God proclaimed already
神要安慰他的百姓
he will comfort his people
神已经做了一切填补他的百姓的 短缺的一切事
that he would do all those things to compensate for his people's shortcomings
你们就来接受神这个丰盛的怜悯就好了
so now you just need to come and receive God's abundant mercy
说你去宣告嘛 说你去宣告嘛
and so you can proclaim
有什么好宣告的
and what is there to proclaim
我们今天落到这个光景
and today we're under such a condition
能不能活下去都不知道了有什么好宣告的
we don't even know we can live what can we proclaim
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
神就明明告诉我们
God tells us clearly that originally you are like this.
神是把一个超越的那个恩典显明出来。
That now God has manifested this.
你为什么不呼喊？
Glory that surpassed.
你还停留在眼见那里头，叫自己背重担？
How could you not cry out, but you're still carrying your heavy burden?
你要看眼见的话。
If you want to look at what's visible.
你是绝对没有前途的。
Then you will not have a future for sure.
你们要得安慰。
That you should be comforted.
你们一切的过犯，一切在神面前过不来的事情，神已经完全的涂抹掉了，解决掉了。
All the transgressions that you have before God, they are all wiped out. They are taken care of.
这是神亲口说的。
And this is said by God himself.
说现在你不要再看那个眼见。
So now do not look at what's in sight. You need to pay attention to this. And what does this matter?
唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
But the words of our God stand forever.
弟兄姊妹看到神说话在这里那个呼应了。
But sister, you can look at the correlation in God's words.
神的荣耀必要显现。
God's glory will be manifested. This is said by God himself.
然后你就看到。
And then you can see.
唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
But the word of our God stands forever.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神在四十章开始的时候做了这样的一个宣告。
In the beginning of chapter 40, God has made this proclamation.
也在以这样的把 神的子民的眼目从眼见那里带回神的信实里。
And to bring God's people's sight from what's inside to God's will.
就引进四十章以后神向他的百姓所说的话。
And then it brings forth what's under or what's after chapter 40.
一直说到新天新地的。
And he speaks until the new heaven and new earth.
那是神在他永远旨意里边所一步一步所要做成的。
And this is what God wants to accomplish step by step in his eternal will.
但是神怎么能把这些在落在眼见里头的人带回神的信实里呢？
But how could God bring these people who live by the sight into his faithfulness?
那是第九节开始以后的事情。
These are the matters after verse 9.
那以后我们就看到。
And later on, we will see.
神就非常严肃地对他的百姓来说出他的所事。
That God has spoken to his people very solemnly about who he is.
用了好多的话来说到他的所事。
Using many words to talk about who he is.
那些拜偶像惯了的人来说到神的所事。
Especially to those who used to worshiping idols about who he is.
然后就再带出神的所作。
And then it brings forth what God does until the new heaven and new earth.
这是以后的事。
And this will happen later on.
那我们就不再交通下去。
And we will not continue to share on that.
我们今天晚上就仅仅就是把这一个转折的那一个时刻，神向他的百姓所宣告的话。
And tonight we'll just share on the words that is by God at this turning point.
但愿我们今天活在新约里边的人，我们都能从神这一个宣告里边同样的接受安慰和激励。
May we who live in the New Testament time, we can also receive the comfort and an encouragement from God's words.
因着神的话的永远的立定，我们都在这里仰望耶和华的荣耀必然显现的时刻来的。
Because of God's words that stands forever, that we can look to the glory of God.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
And we'll end our fellowship here this evening.
我们也祷告。